Hello, friends. Coming up, we talk about Big Bertha, children of all ages, Paul McCartney being lucky, a graphic artist giving back, and how we all lived in peace until the Fire Nation attacked. Isaac, could you give us the intro?
It's a few years into the aftertimes. You get what I'm talking about. So come on. Let's say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world. You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Mann.
How do?
I do well. A job-related thing. I can just speak in general.
Even before introductions?
Yeah, we're not going to do we're going to do introductions. Oh, okay. This is the beginning.
All right.
So, end of the workday today, and there was some work to do. There was IT work to do.
As it should be.
Right. I mean, just
otherwise, you're just in government.
It's like a standard day's work.
Okay.
What I would consider just a standard. And at the end, my supervisor goes, "Didn't think it was going to be this busy, did you?" And I was like, what are we talking about? And he was like, "Well, it's been pretty sedate. And now it was really slamming today. We got a bunch done." And I was like, and of course, in my head, I was thinking, dude, this is nothing. But instead, Monica.
You said.
I said, I've got a great compliment for this place. I said, you guys have your processes in place. You've got your technology. You're ready to go. And I said, so when this came through, it was easy.
No.
It's like, good for you guys. So. See me? That's me?
Yay.
Aren't I doing so much better than what the hell?
Well, along those same lines, a coworker of mine posted in Slack. She said, "I've now changed the message map just a little bit. And if a radio or a TV spot is currently running, mm-hmm. it's highlighted in yellow. And if it's in the past, everything's in gray." And I looked at it, and I thought, I hate it. But you know what? This is change.
Yes.
This is change.
Sure.
And
try it.
It's not my company.
No.
I'm getting on board.
Not your circus.
Yeah.
Not your monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of monkeys.
Yeah.
You're listening to Two Beers In. A show about positive things.
Yay.
And drinking.
And drinking. Happy Margarita Day.
Yes, today is Margarita Day. My name is Brett Weaver. I'm one of your hosts. I'm enjoying said margarita.
Look at you.
Yep.
I'm enjoying a Helles lager.
Yes.
Because the show's title is Two Beers In.
Are we going to continue?
And
sure.
I'm sticking to that, at least for one beer.
Her name's Monica Ballard also,
oh,
by the
yeah,
way.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because she... It's giving me crap.
You'd think I was three beers in or something. And I did not realize this until today.
Okay.
But it is actually the feast day of Santa Margherita. Saint Margherita.
The maker of the pizza.
No.
No.
No. But I did see her.
She just kept going. Go ahead.
Where I visited in Italy, in Tuscany, the little town of Cortona.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And at the top of this insane hill is the Church of Santa Margherita. And she, founded a convent there or something like that. And her body is still in a glass coffin, preserved.
Did you see it?
Yes. Yes, I did. I went to go see a sacred music concert.
That is so creepy. I'm sorry, Monica. That is creepy.
No, her body is
preserved.
Is preserved.
Desiccated. As our friend Jeremy would say, it's completely desiccated.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not completely desiccated.
Okay.
It is
preserved.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what was strange about that sacred music concert was that for a big finale, they did the chorus that I went to go see did the Hail Holy Queen Enthroned that they do in Sister Act.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I had to go, wait,
did
what?
It, they did it the Sister Act arrangement with the hand claps and all that and sort of gospel-y and
sure.
all that. And we had always kidded our choir master at St. Mary's about, you know, and he said, and, you know, it's a Marian feast, so we're gonna wrap up with Hail Holy Queen. And we were like, oh, and he goes, no, not the Sister Act arrangement. So when they started doing this, I started videotaping it. For Jeffrey.
Sure.
So I could post it to
See,
him.
They do it.
Yeah.
You send it to Jeffrey. See?
Yeah, I know. And
I mean, and she's right there.
And I kind of stopped the recording because I was distracted by the number of dogs that people had brought into the sanctuary.
Into the sanctuary.
Them.
Sure.
Yes. But I thought, well, you know what?
They're all God's creatures.
Santa Margarita is pictured with a dog.
There we go.
And it is also nearby a community of a monastery was founded by St. Francis.
Sure.
Famous for his love of animals
sure.
as well. So, but yeah, it kind of threw me for a moment. It was like, oh my, what? And so, yeah. So.
Important question.
Yes.
Do the dogs look different in Italy?
They do not.
They
nor do,
not. Do
the cats.
The cats do not. And they all... say a version of meow and rough.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you get that chain bark at night too.
Nice. The evening chorus. Sure. The one of my favorite things was in high school, like ninth grade, we had an exchange student from France.
And he was from France.
He was from France, and someone asked him, "Do your cats say meow?" And he was like, no.
No.
No. It was very funny. I want to start talking about food. What a surprise that Brett wants to talk about food. Such an unusual thing.
Yes.
I found this article about a company, a restaurant called Silo, which is, I mean, it's one of them fancy restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the first zero-waste restaurant
what?
In the UK.
In the UK.
In the UK. Well, but I mean... but
it's
they,
a start.
But they've been around for close to 15 years now. Oh, no, that's not right. Sorry. They've been around for 9 years. It's 2015 is when they started.
Thank God.
Yep.
Because somebody would have fact-checked us on that.
I would have been like, how dare you?
Patreon sponsorship gets out.
Forget it. If you
yeah.
can't even say
can't
the right
even,
thing,
yeah, really.
And then I'll be like, Mom, stop.
that took me a moment.
It's like, you're horrible. Mom, I'm trying the best I can. Yes. Silo is a restaurant in London. And what they've done is... they've created a restaurant that's sustainable. They take care of the waste. It's really cool what they do because the first thing that caught my eye was they said, look, we don't want to have waste in having flour bags.
Right.
So what we did was we created a flour mill here and we just have them bring in the wheat. And so we make the freshest bread.
That is fresh.
Yes.
Man. Man, they've eliminated the sacks.
Yes. The owner, owner, creator, and head chef.
Which is something we can't say for Yacht Rock.
Not at all.
They have not eliminated the sacks.
No, they have not. Which I'm okay with.
Yeah,
because,
in certain instances,
yep.
yeah.
Yeah, it is carbon neutral, though. Douglas McAllister, or McMaster, excuse me, he says that the restaurant is a pre-industrial food system that generates zero waste. And he says we were fed up with staggering amount of waste with the traditional restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to prove that you can run a successful eatery without sending anything to the landfill. So nothing to the landfill.
You know, you'd expect something like that for, you know, single-use silverware and, right. and things like that. But the actual food, yes. I mean, zero waste on every plant and animal and using everything.
Not only that, but the plastic packaging, if they get that,
yeah.
they send it to be cleaned, recycled, and turned into dinnerware.
Damn.
Plates and such.
Now, I've worked at some restaurants that recycled, mm-hmm. shall we say, utilized a lot of things. We had a set menu.
Sure.
Because this was a dinner entertainment attraction. So the menu.
King Henry's Feast.
King
we got
Henry's
it.
Feast. Yes, exactly. It was like medieval times, only we had silverware.
Exactly.
So you had the, you know, chicken and ribs and salad,
sure.
soup. You had, like, it was a really good potato and leek soup that we served. It was a really good soup.
Sure. I mean, it's potatoes and leeks. I mean.
Rolls for the tables, things like that, yeast rolls and stuff. Mm. But it was customary that when you brought things back to the kitchen that was unused, they threw out the unused soup. Thank
sure.
God.
Yes.
Okay. But if we brought rolls back, we weren't allowed to throw them away because they cut them up to make the croutons for the salad.
Yes.
And then they used leftover salad bits of untouched salads.
Sure.
Not ones that had been, you
gotcha.
Know, but they use that for the some of the stuff in the potato leek soup
okay.
as well. So, yeah, I saw interesting ways of food getting reused. Had never really occurred to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the classic, even here. They make their own bread,
yeah,
like they said, and they use whatever extra bread they have to make croutons for a later time. And then, you know, whatever the waste, the food waste that they have, they actually have their own compost thing
yeah.
called Big Bertha that they put all of this stuff in, make the compost, and then they ship it out to the farms because they are stem to root. And tip to tail.
Yeah.
And so they take all of that, and so whatever they have left that turns into compost, they send it out to the farms that they're buying from so they can use that compost on their fields.
The perfect way to get rid of a body.
Exactly. Well, wow. That and pigs.
Oh.
Pigs eat everything.
Oh, yeah.
As
well,
they,
yes.
As we learned in
so in
What was the TV show? Up in Minnesota or something?
Fargo?
No.
No?
It's the one where everybody cusses all the time. Blood? I can't remember.
True Blood?
No.
No. No.
Never mind. It would have been a lot greater if I yeah. remembered.
Well, it would have been a lot greater if I hadn't brought it up.
There we go. So, now, here's the thing. So, here's the thing about this is that's all great and all, but this is not a cheap place to go eat either.
Well, no.
You know, so the question is, I mean, this is good news that this is possible.
Yes.
But now we need a scale, you know, what is it? The what of scale?
You need to make it scalable.
Scalable.
For other restaurants
so that
to do the
smaller
same thing.
Restaurants,
yeah.
you know, that may be.
But this seems to be their niche.
Yes.
Or their niche.
Niche.
As some people.
Well, it's London, so niche.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's unusual that they have a washing process called Jesus water.
Jesus water, yes.
From the faucet, they use a process that adds ions and changes the pH balance to eliminate the need for soap.
Yes.
So they're saving water.
They're saving water. I'll tell you what, they're not putting soap in the water.
Nope.
It's just water.
It's just water.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and in the little video that they have, of course, we always put the links to
yes,
the in
absolutely.
The show notes.
Absolutely, if you want to know more about this place,
links are in the show notes. And in it, it shows them washing their hands. They have one the water turns blue. It's like a blue light that washes, and then it turns to red, and it does. And he's like, it's tingly. I'm like, cool.
Okay.
And of course, but the thing about it that I found, I mean, I'm always skeptical. You know that. But in this, I go, okay, did they do scientific method to say, it is cleaning. It's actually cleaning. But, I mean, there's no reports of people getting sick. So,
on the other hand, are there reports of people putting a luminositor next to a dish and saying, yes, this dish is clean. For a show not about pop culture, we're certainly relying on the pop culture references this
Absolutely.
evening. All right. Moving on.
I just think that's really neat that there's someone that gets, you know, really most of our good news is about people who get so nerdy on one subject that something changes.
Yeah.
That seems to be the thing. Because I was going, you know, I stay away from studies say that this could cure cancer. Well, you know what? We don't know. We don't know if it actually has cured cancer. So I'm not going to talk about that.
Then there's the ever popular they say, or they, lots of people.
People say.
Yeah, lots of people say. I have had lots of people tell me.
Yeah. And then I say,
and then
fuck off.
Man came up to you, tears in his eyes. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. All the time. Happens all the time.
All the time. Here's another story.
Okay.
I've done a good range of different types of stories today.
Okay.
They opened a preschool and I think it's in Britain.
In England, yep.
And they opened a preschool in the middle of a dementia care home. And they were like, how did that work out? Well, it's actually really, really great. And it's not just in England either. I mean, there's various ones in England, but there's also something very similar that's happening, I think, in Portland.
Seattle. Yeah.
Portland, Seattle, same thing.
Come on.
It's rainy. Yeah. Everybody's sad. It's still beautiful. We don't understand why everybody's sad up there.
Incredible trees, moss everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like, quit whining. They say, shut up, really, come stay here for a while. And then when you realize sometimes there's 4 hours of daylight, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. There is a dementia care village in England that has incorporated a day nursery for small children, bringing together young and old for learning and sharing and stimulating learning fun. These are the activities that are known to delay the progression of dementia. It's been fairly successful.
Excellent.
And so, like, the worry that I had when I read this was, like, aren't the kids creeped out? Like, would the kids, like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Are the kids creeped out by these people who are forgetting stuff? But I think it's just there's an adult that's showing love and as much presence as they can.
Right.
To these kids.
Sure, they're, you know, everybody's supervised, that sort of thing.
Sure. I mean, it's not like they're, like, like throw them all in a bucket and say, go for it. Good luck.
Here, Granny, here come the toddlers.
Here comes the toddler. The what? Oh, I'm going to eat one. Literally.
So I can see how that would be helpful, you know, shared mealtime, stories, arts and crafts, exercise even.
It's really great. The charity is Ready Generations, and it's in partnership with a company called Belong, which runs the village's integrated day nursery. So I think Ready Generations is for the dementia patients, and Belong is for the kids. So, breaking the mold of more traditional care environments, this village incorporates 6 family-sized 24-hour care households, 23 independent living apartments, as well as the children's nursery. And so it's
awesome stuff.
Hub of amenities. They got a bistro. I'm sure it's not like Silo, but hair salons and specialists for exercise studio. Again, is the hair salon for the older people, or is it for the kids?
It is probably for the
most likely
the oldsters.
The kids are like, I want to get my hair. I want to get my hair.
That could be.
Can I?
As for the bistro, it was funny. I saw something online today that talked about, for a country that sailed around the world in search of spices, why don't they use any?
Right. Is this England or America?
Because
yes, I was going to say,
England.
It could be true for both.
England, yeah.
Hey, they found curry eventually, so.
Yeah, we won't talk about how they found curry.
Shh. It's okay. So, yeah, it opened its doors in 2015. And it's going strong. And they're learning, like, enough to where they're expanding.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
I wonder if some parents, though, have issues with putting their kids in a daycare in the middle of a dementia home. That's
some people would, but yeah. Not the ones that actually do
well,
it.
Well, no.
Unless they're surprised. Like, why are all these forgetful people?
That's right.
Kind of cranky.
You seem to have a lot of daycare teachers using walkers.
They keep wandering off.
Falling asleep in wheelchairs. What is up with that?
That's just me on a Tuesday. What are you talking about?
That is not me at any time, by the way. No.
You don't fall asleep?
No, not that.
You don't get nappish?
No. When I went to go visit my mom in an assisted living facility because she had early onset Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and the hallways that I would go to just littered with people just sitting in wheelchairs.
Just waiting.
Just sitting there. And every walk through I would say, not me.
Not me.
Nope, not me.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope, not doing this.
Yeah, yeah. But yet my sister and brother-in-law, excuse me, moved into the same apartments that my mom were in, which was retirement apartments. And of course, I mean, my sister is just 2 years older than me, and they absolutely loved it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but going into a nursing home?
Before my mom got to that state of mind and body.
Yes.
She lived in the more active adult kind of thing.
Yeah.
She and my dad had an apartment there.
Yeah.
And then she just, you know what made her turn south?
What?
Retirement.
Yeah.
That is why.
Never gonna retire.
Not retire.
She's gonna do a different adventure.
Just different adventures.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm the same way. I mean, the last 3 months were very close to what retirement feels like. And I was just like, what am I doing? But it was also,
I can only rearrange the spice rack so many times.
And me standing over EK's shoulder going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Can I see?
Hey, the caraway comes before the cumin. Okay.
That's right. Why? You don't even cook. Why are you touching my spice?
All right. Let's move on.
Let's talk about the artist. This hilarious artist. I absolutely love this. So there's an artist that is in. His name is Max Kolomatsky. And he's a gorilla artist. But not in the way you think. So he noticed all of these flyers in the New York subway and like in the neighborhoods for people wanting to, you know, advertise their services.
Yes.
And he goes, they're not that good. They're like, so what he did was he started taking them home and redesigning them with this in his spare time and making videos of random acts of kindness on TikTok, and so he would just go and redesign their flyers and then go out and put them back up.
That's insanely wonderful as someone in marketing and advertising.
Yes.
Because, yeah. I felt like doing the same thing with homeless people's and people and their signs.
Yeah, it's kind of like, come on.
Dude, you got too much copy on your sign. No one's going to be able to read that. Seven words.
I should
have. Seven words.
See, now you're making me rethink that I didn't do this. I was on my way to my friend Jessica's house, sitting at the light, and there was a guy there that said, take change for verbal abuse. And I just did not have a $10 bill just to hand to him and go, hey, man, fuck off. But because I was thinking that would be like the nicest way to tell someone to go fuck them. Hey, man, here's 10 bucks.
Here's some of it.
Go fuck yourself.
There used to be a guy downtown during the Obama administration. Oddly enough, black guy.
Sure.
Corner of 6th and Brazos.
Yep.
Holding a big cardboard sign that said, pardon my French, fuck Obama. And I give the tours downtown, and I'm waiting there on the corner, and this guy is getting up in my face and yelling, fuck Obama, fuck Obama.
All right.
And my crowd's looking at me like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And I said, well, if Michelle wasn't mine, okay. Okay. And everybody was like, yeah.
He's kind of dreamy.
He is. Mm. Good dresser.
So his most popular video with 11 million views
Woo!
Featured a dull black and white flyer for a cleaning service named The Clean Team. He dreamed up a superhero theme that looked like the Avengers armed with a spray bottle, mop, and sponge. Fantastic. Kind of reminds me of how John Oliver did the commercial for Radiant
for
Plumbing.
For Radiant, yes, yeah. Yes. Threw down the gauntlet, and they took that gauntlet, and yeah.
Fantastic. Toilet bowl worm. It's so funny. Yeah, so it's great. He's been working in illustration since 2020, and he found the surprise redesigns to be a win-win, and he gets marketing. He gets to market his services and make something
sure.
that is for his portfolio. I'm a voice actor. Portfolio.
Apparently not on the first take.
Giving away all our secrets.
Oh, no.
What are you doing, Monica?
I know.
Yeah. All right. That's now we awesome. Got two more. One is, this is fantastic. You remember, let's talk about the bass guitar.
Okay.
So, do you remember Paul McCartney's bass, Hofner bass?
Yeah.
That looked like
yeah,
a
it was
mini.
Like amber. And yeah. Beautiful.
Well, it was stolen.
I remember that. Yes.
Out of their van, which that happens. I mean, not to them, but it happens to a lot of people. Stuff gets stolen. Well,
I remember that, but. I mean, I think I remember hearing about it.
Right. So he got reunited with his famous stolen bass guitar after 50 years.
Paul, I love that for you.
Yes.
Like I couldn't love him anymore.
No. Yeah, he's great. The lost bass project started with no evidence and no leads, but after stating there was no intention to blame the press charges, some people wrote in saying they'd been sold to the landlord of a pub in Ladbroke before making its way to a family in Sussex. And then, like all heirlooms and antiques, it was found stuffed in an attic.
Can you imagine rummaging around an attic? You know, somebody saying, oh, I think I've seen that bass guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Blimey, I think it might be in my attic.
So the guitar has been authenticated by Hofner, and Paul is incredibly grateful to those involved.
Oh.
It's like people wish McCartney well and wanted to help without adding whether or not they or their relatives were responsible for the theft. They're like, here, I found it.
I don't know.
Why was it there? I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know. Because if we'd known whose it was... Don't you think we would have displayed it better?
That's right. We would have put it in the bar. Yeah. Good for Paul.
Yay.
You know, those billionaires, they need...
It's all good. It's all good, Paul.
It's all good.
Paul, don't let him no. make fun of you like that.
Nope. You know, if I would meet him, he would be one of those that I would be like.
I'd just be so gobsmacked.
I do not know what to say to you. I have no idea. I'm so jealous that you know how to write music without actually knowing
yes.
how to read music.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. All right. And now my favorite thing that I saw, I realized this was happening today, and I was like, I know we don't talk about pop culture, but come on. So many, many years ago, there was a cartoon series or a animated series called Avatar the Last Airbender. And I was a huge fan. Now, realize I'm an adult that's a fan of this show. I was
yes.
an adult then.
Yes.
I'm an adult now. Right. I don't have kids. But when I first started watching the show, I was like, as a voice actor, this is what I would love to be in.
Yeah.
A show like this is exactly what I would love to be in. So it goes through. We even had the final season for the premiere. We had people come over. And I had them tell me what
which airbender they liked.
Yeah, nation are they from?
Yeah.
Did you come to that?
No.
You did not come to that?
No.
So they told me which, and I made a meal for each one of the nations.
I was not a fan of the show, but this is how I know about the show.
Sure.
Was when the original movie came out.
Oh, no, we don't talk about the movie.
Well, I want to talk about the movie for
okay.
just this reason.
Sure.
My friend, Michael Moore, mm-hmm. not the filmmaker Michael Moore.
But your friend.
The more talented Michael Moore.
Yes.
Very, very gifted graphic artist. And he created huge flats that were on display at the Carmichael Theater lobby.
Oh wow.
For The Last Airbender. And they were stunning.
Yeah.
They were just yeah. And he was so proud of them. And then the movie bombed.
Oh,
and
the movie bombed.
And they were carted off to a landfill somewhere.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the movie just kind of has gone into obscurity. Those of us who are fans say that movie never happened.
Yes, I can understand that.
Nope.
Yes.
So today on Netflix, a live action TV series of Avatar the Last Airbender premieres today. So by the time you get this,
it's already there.
It's already there. The cast looks fantastic. If you know the series, by the way, I got a compliment over the series last week where I was at my job doing my job. And one of the people started talking about animation and anime and I was like, oh, yeah, I do that too. And they said, were you in Avatar? And I was like, no, I wish I was. And they said to me, you know what? You give an Uncle Iroh vibe, which is the biggest compliment. I was like, that is such, I will take that compliment. Because Uncle Iroh is like one of the greatest characters of the show.
I will take your word on that.
Yes. And in it, now the guy from Kim's Convenience, the father, Appa.
Yes.
He's playing Uncle Iroh.
Ah, okay.
And he's just great. And he's a great actor. I'm just hoping the best. Of course, hopefully I'll come back next week when I come in. I'm like, and I'm still enjoying the show.
Okay, yes.
That would be the worst to be like,
oh. It's like, oh, we have another Avatar airbender for the landfill.
You know, it's you going, hey, Brett, how do you like the show?
So.
What other things?
Oh, another airbender we shall not speak of.
Yeah,
great.
We don't talk about that.
Okay, that's pop culture.
Yeah.
We can't talk about
what that. Was great is the voice actor who was the voice of Toph, who is another great character on the show. They had a reaction video of her watching the live action trailer for it. And at the end, she goes, I didn't expect to be this emotional about it. She's like, I'm so happy to see everything that they're doing. And yeah, and it's truly a great cast.
Do you watch reaction videos?
Yeah. I get aggravated after a while, but I do watch them.
Okay. All right.
The biggest one, the ones, it's usually people reacting to songs that they've never, like,
right.
Especially if it's a, if it's like a voice teacher or something,
right.
Like,
yes.
Or a musician,
yes.
That's reacting to this thing they've never heard of before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah.
Sometimes, like, though, it's hard to believe they've never heard,
like, really?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Come on.
I don't care how ingrained you are in classical music. You never heard Bohemian.
I'm a good enough. I'm a good enough director or an actor myself to see you're dead in your eyes. You've seen this. Don't act like you're surprised.
I did watch two guys. Of course, it was a recap. It was like clips of them as they watched.
Yeah.
Showgirls. that was just.
Yeah.
Hilarious. That was the endorphin fix I needed before bed.
One of my favorite. I've got two that are big favorites of mine. One was some rappers who had never seen Blazing Saddles before. That was fantastic.
I will have to look that up.
Because they're like, oh my, they're gonna just, oh my.
There's a lot of enchiladas in the punch bowls. With Blazing Saddles.
So good.
Yes.
So good. And then another was, there's this artist, her name is Yebba, Y-E-B-B-A.
Uh-huh.
And she has this song called My Mind.
Okay.
And she is an amazing vocalist, amazing singer. And when she sings that song, you can tell she's living that song.
Yeah.
Like, she wrote it. She's living that song, and then you find out more history, like, as I look into it. And so then I had other people's reaction to it, and I'm crying every time through. I was like, oh, I'm depressed, but I don't cry. I'll watch this Yebba video.
That'll make me feel better.
There we go.
Did you listen to the song that I sent you last week?
The
remake of Todd Rundgren's Torch Song.
No. Oh, I listened to a little bit of it, but not enough to where I remember. I'm sorry. I need to listen to it again.
You gotta get to the middle of it, because when that cello
kicks in,
it's just like, oh. You had to know that if Todd ever listened to this song, he would have gone, oh, fuck, that's what I needed. Yes, but no, I had to play all the instruments myself.
Sure.
Yes. Ooh, something, anything. Here I am, surrounded by all my instruments.
Sure.
But no cello.
No cello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, before we get to our song.
Yeah.
Which was one that I finally am playing that after. Anyway.
Okay.
Why don't you?
And Spice Girls or something like that.
Yeah, it was
that,
Spice
right?
Girls.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Nailed it.
It's NSYNC. That's who it is. We want to encourage you to give us money. Now, I know that, you know, even...
Because we need more beer.
Even in the times that I did public radio...
Right.
I always was very uncomfortable going, give us money. Could you give us... Because, I mean...
We don't even have a tote bag for you people.
No tote bag.
Sorry.
But we do have patreon.com/... Two beers in.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple of things that can happen. Because I've been working on getting the RSS feed working on one side, but there's also an RSS feed on the Patreon side that you can subscribe to when you become a Patreon member.
Okay.
And in that, not only do you get the regular show, but you also get a bonus episode of us just talking about various things. And
who knows
you never know.
You just never know.
That's,
if you send us money, we may talk about you.
Yes. And you know what, also in that space and at twobeersin.com, you can send us your thoughts. You can give us suggestions. If you have an article or some good news that you know about, you know what, it doesn't even have to be national news. If you have good news, tell us about your good news.
Yes.
We want to know about it.
That's it.
We are a small operation here at the Aristocrat Lounge on Burnett Road. We want to hear from you. We're expanding.
Small operation. We're practically a fixture.
That's right.
If they ever get a band for this stage,
yes,
we're going to be relegated to the...
Excuse me, bartender, could you take me off of this hook, please? I do not wish to be a fixture.
That's right.
So, yeah, Two Beers In. You can send us an email also at twobeersin@weightlesspod.com. You can do whatever the hell you want. You know what?
You can download old episodes, which I did last week.
Yes.
Stuck in traffic, listening to our excursion to Enchanted Rock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And wow, then, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, and the bees.
I need to clean all of those up and make sure that they're in the RSS feed.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
But
and
all of those
Jessica's things. Appearance at Beertorium.
Yes, Brewtorium.
Brewtorium. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. I think maybe in the next few weeks we might head out to some other places.
Okay.
We'll put the announcement on the website.
Sure.
So, because always...
You can literally follow us.
We literally have another mic sitting here and a set of headphones.
Look at that.
And we... Look at that. Why aren't you looking? Why? Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we want you to be here. We want you to be a part of us. And we want to know who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you? And where did you come from? And how did you find us?
Yes.
For the love of God.
Also, for Christ's sake, tell your friends about us.
Jesus.
Come on. Come on. Is that enough?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
So, our final song, or the song that... is making me happy.
Okay.
That's been making me happy for a while.
Okay.
And it connects with Paul McCartney because the lead singer, Andy Partridge, not of the Partridge family,
okay,
but of the
God.
Band XTC, was a big fan of the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And
that, by the way, was Paul McCartney's
original
band. Yes.
Yeah, before he was in Wings.
Yeah.
And sang with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And then had his catalog bought out from under him. Anyway.
Andy Partridge.
Andy Partridge of the band XTC.
Yes.
Has all these songs that were very much influenced by the Beatles.
Okay.
But it was like a punk version of the Beatles.
All right.
If you think about it.
I'm intrigued.
Todd Rundgren is also very much influenced by the Beatles as well. So anyway, this song is one of their first. It's called Summer's Cauldron. And it's just a sweet song.
All right.
And we hope that you've been enjoying Two Beers In. I have a now empty glass that had a margarita in it. I'm Brett Weaver.
I'm Monica Ballard. I had a Helles lager.
Yes.
And I'm ready for another.
Let's go get that and then listen. Well, yeah. Let's listen to the song.
Listen to this and then go get a refill.
All right. We'll talk to you all
later.
Bye.
Oh, back to me.